You're with The Spin Home on Waterford's WLO. It's Ollie with you between now and 6, and we're starting a new movie slot on the show in the good company of Tony Ryan. Tony, good to talk to you, man.
Good to be here, Ollie.
Great stuff. Well, now, we're going to start with the big movie of the moment, The Batman. It's 3 hours long, it's Robert Pattinson, and they're probably the only two things I know about it. But you've seen it. In fact, you've seen it twice.
I have indeed.
So that's a six-hour movie for you. Even better the second time around.
Even better the second time. I picked up on little things that I didn't notice the first time around.
So. Great stuff. Well, now, set the scene for us. What's Batman up to? Where is he at? This is coming on foot of Christopher Nolan's trilogy. You had Zack Snyder's Batman versus Superman. And this is now the new version of it all.
Exactly. Now, this one is not tying into the DC universe. This is its own kind of standalone movie, much in the vein of the Joker that we saw before, Joaquin Phoenix. But it is the start of a new trilogy. So with this one, we're in year two of Batman being the Batman. He doesn't quite know what he is, what he's supposed to be yet. He's still kind of learning as he goes along. Very much a movie that's focused on the detective side of things with Batman. So you see a lot of crime solving in there too.
So was that kind of the original comic book origin of him, was it?
It was indeed. I believe a working title for a movie when it was in production was The World's Greatest Detective, which Batman has often been referred to as. They decided to abandon that name for a more simplistic The Batman, because you know what you're getting when you buy a movie ticket to
indeed
see Batman.
No, exactly that. Now, every, of course, Batman movie has its baddies. And this has got its own amount of baddies in it. But we've got the Joker, we've got the Penguin. Tell us more about them.
Okay, so we got the Penguin, played by Colin Farrell, unrecognizable in the role.
He went for the fat suit.
He wears the fat suit. You might be able to tell in his eyes sometimes if you're an avid Colin fan, but apart from that, he gets lost in the role.
Is he good at it?
He's very good. And it's going to break off into its own spin-off show for him as well.
He got a good cash day for Colin, says you.
We have Paul Dano in the role of the Riddler.
Yes.
Who was very much based on the Zodiac Killer, which Matt Reeves, the director, wanted to go for as well. So you see elements of that in the movie. You see like scenes of reminiscent of the Zodiac, the movie Seven, which starred Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. But it's definitely in that kind of vein. So going into it as well, it's parts of it are kind of slow moving, but you see a lot of crime solving. You see a lot of, it's kind of like a film noir crime thriller in many ways.
Cinematography is meant to be astounding, Anderson. That's the work of a guy called Greg Fayshore, who was responsible for Dune.
That's right. Dune was another, I suppose, a cinematic masterpiece in many ways in the cinematography realm. And I believe up for Oscars for such as well. We may see the Batman is coming in a bit late for that kind of to be a contender for the Oscars, but it definitely deserves to be in there too. Scenes that were kind of well lit, just with gunfire and things like that, they went for kind of practical effects that were just kind of the illuminescence of the light from the guns. It lights up the room, so they didn't need to add in any kind of post-processing in that realm.
Interesting stuff. And you know what I've seen of the bits of the trailers and bits and pieces of it? It was almost like looking at an oil painting there at times, some of the stills.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is. It's a beautifully crafted and shot movie. You can see it as well, even in how Gotham City looks and feels as well. It looks alien in a way, but reminiscent in another way too. So they have certain elements. It looks like a city you might know, like a New York kind of thing, but it looks like somewhere you'd never been as well.
Music score getting a lot of praise too. Michael Giacchino.
The music score is absolutely fantastic. So we do it can be repetitive in parts. You know, there are scenes for the Batman. You know the Batman is coming. When you hear his tone when he's emerging from the shadows, you know that people are going to get messed up when he comes out.
Simple as that. There's a Nirvana song, someone was telling me.
Something in the way from the Nevermind album.
Right.
It's the core of the movie when you hear this song come on. So it bookends the movie. It opens up kind of with this song a few minutes in and it closes out as well.
Okay. Do you know what? I think we'll take a little listen to the trailer.
Sounds good.
Fear is a tool. But when that light hits the sky, it's not just a call. A warning. I've been trying to reach you.
Find the god!
This is about a king, and Riddler's the match.
I can take care of myself.
If this continues, it won't be long before you've nothing left.
I don't care what happens to me.
It's only gonna get worse for you.
Whoa. Yeah, a little text of the trailer there. And it always seems to be raining in Gotham, a bit like today, Tony, here in Waterford. Torrential stuff.
That's right. There might be slightly less floods in Gotham as we're seeing in Waterford today, but it's definitely a very wet city.
Not a great tourist destination and a dreadful crime rate, it has to be said.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You also heard two other voices in there. Catwoman, Zoe Kravitz.
That's right. She's wonderful in the role. Mm-hmm. Definitely suits the part, you know.
Kind of origin for her as well, is it?
It is indeed. Yeah. So much like Bruce Wayne, you know, the Batsuit is pretty much as you'd expect it to be, but don't go in expecting to see your typical Catwoman. She has a bit of a makeshift mask, something that she kind of pulled together herself in the house, but she'll find her feet.
Alfred. Good old Alfred. He always makes an appearance in these movies. Steady hand. Andy Serkis this time around.
Andy Serkis is wonderful in the role. You don't get to see much of Alfred in this, but you can tell he's the backbone of everything in there as well. He's sorting out the finance. He's managing the family business for Wayne Enterprises, while Bruce is trying to figure out what he wants to be, both in the realm of Bruce Wayne and the Batman. I imagine we'll see more of Andy Serkis's Alfred Pennyworth as time goes on with the sequels.
Now, you also said to me off air that not a kid's movie.
That's right, yeah. This movie is rated 15s. It's definitely, I would say, don't bring your kids. It's quite long. It's dark. It's not your typical superhero movie. It's definitely one for the adults. Kind of slow moving in parts. So I don't think a kid would sit there for 3 hours and watch it anyway.
Did you feel the 3 hours?
I did not feel the 3 hours. I feel like it was 3 hours that felt like two. So, okay. And even the second time I saw it, it didn't feel that as well. I dedicated 6 hours of my life to see this movie, and it only felt like four.
My God, you're a sucker for punishment. How many blahs out of 10 would you give it?
I'm going to have to rate this one 9 blahs out of 10, Ollie.
That's very high praise. What are you taking the point off
I'm
for?
Taking a point off simply because of the length. I didn't feel it, but it's a long time to dedicate from your day into going into a movie theater, because you add on trailers as well, you're probably looking at about 3.5 hours.
Right. Okay. Fair investment of time, right enough. Tony Ryan, thank you so much for that review. Great talking to you.
Thanks, Ali.
And of course, The Batman now on in all good theaters.